buses. Nobody counts trees from the Shabbos. So therefore, even if we let it stay, people won't know that this was planted on Shabbos. There's no loss but to count the tree like this is 2 weeks old. You don't do that. You count it's a year old. So therefore, since they won't know that it was planted on Shabbos, therefore, if you did it b'shogeg, we'll let you keep it. Dov Rach, another pshat is like this. Nechshedu Yisrael ala Shvius. People are choshed to be over the Yisrael Shvius, but lo nechshedu ala Shabbosas. We're not afraid to be over the Yisrael Shabbos. So Moses says, my Dov Rach, what do you need the second pshat for? What do you need it for? So Moses says, Hachikoma. This is what it means to say. Tichitayim, maybe you tell me. Shabbos nam, even on Shabbos also no. Zimnen demikli yoim lamid b'Shabbos. Sometimes the 30th day that you planted ended off on Shabbos. So therefore, di notu yoima. If it's true that you planted on Shabbos, who the solid leishasa? Everybody knows, then the year ended already. Because if it's planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered the whole year is there already. And Rashi says, zimnen the sarvlem nimnei, the tanya, no teres shri, es lamid yoim afei Rosh Hashanah, also leishanah, leshnayola. That's a lach. If your tree was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered 1 year of Orla. If you plant a tree on Shvius, on Shavuos, let's say, so by that Rosh Hashanah, it's considered 1 year is up already for the Orla. And only you have to wait another 2 years. So, Blulah was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's called 1 year of Orla. So therefore, it's magic to know if it's planted on Shabbos, people will talk about it. So if even on Shabbos also, maybe we should make a gzeirah to say, Yaker. The notar who yoima who the son of leishasa we learn the son of leishasa. So even if it's planted on Shabbos, also people will find out about it, and we should have this kenas to say let's uproot it because otherwise people may think you're allowed to plant on Shabbos. So how come Rameya says no? If you planted it on Shabbos b'shogeg, you're allowed to keep it. So Tar Shema Davrach, tell another pshat. There's a difference like this. Nechshedu Yisrael al Shvius. Klai Yisrael were afraid people don't keep shmita, but v'loy nechshedu al Shabbosos. We're not afraid people won't keep Shabbos. Like that, for sure they know you're not on a plant. So b'shogeg, you don't have to make any kenas. Only on Shemitah, then we have to make a kenas. Now, the Yehuda, the Lokasha. Why is it the theory of the Yehuda? I tell you, be'askot the Yehuda, in Yehuda's place, chamirulu shviyas. That shviyas is very chomer. Therefore, you don't have to make a gzera on Shemitah. That's what Yehuda says, that he didn't make the gzera. Yehuda said what? Yeah. That b'shogeg on Shemitah you could keep it. The who will happen first? The Yomel and the Chavre. Daya by Darosa. He said to tell them like, Rashi's Ger Ben Gyuris. He ranked them out. No, I'm not as bad as you. I don't need Perish Shvius like you. In other words, that was a terrible chet to do, to say somebody eats Perish Shvius. So in Yehuda's place, there are very makvah there to be Nizer and Shemitah. So therefore there, we don't have to make exeris, Shogeg got to make it. Yeah. Toshima. Well, there's Ochav Truma Temeya. If somebody eats Truma Temeya, Mishalim Chumterim. If a Yisrael eats Truma Temeya, he has to pay back to the Kayin, Chulin Terim. Shile Chulin Temeya, pays back Chulin Temeya, Mao. Or Masumka Vishun Rameya, Vishogeg Tashlum Tashlumim. Vishogeg is called the good Tashlumim. The Meza is Tashlum Tashlumim. The Meza is no good. Alright, we'll stop here. I'll go over again last time. Yeah, we're holding that Nun Dalar Omer Aleph. Again, in the middle of the Shaila, exactly when do we make this Knas of Shogeg Otomazit? Yes, in the middle of Shaila again, when you make Shogeg Otomazit. Tomorrow it says Toshima on 10 lines down. Toshima. Says Aloch in Yevomis, Ochal Truma Temeya. If somebody of Yisrael eats Truma Temeya, so Aloch is Mishalim Chulin Torim. So if he pays back Chulin Torim, the Aloch, that's what he's supposed to pay back. He's supposed to pay back Chulin Torim. Yeah. What about the Oshilim Chulin Temeya Maho? What's going to be the Aloch if he pays back Chulin Temeyim? What's going to be the Aloch? So Rashi says like this, Toshima, we'll bring a proof to Rabbi Meir that the Rabbanan Amit Leikon Shogeg. I'll bring you a proof that Rabbi Meir holds when it's only us and the Rabbanan, we do not make the Knas of Shogeg or Tomezich. Says Loch Ocho Truma, Rashi says, B'Shogeg. If a Yisrael eats Truma B'Shogeg, V'Yafilo Tomei, even though the Truma is Tomei, halacha is mishalem chulin toirim. That's the halacha. Well, the common parah, the more lesson, that's the kasha, amai mishalem toirim. Why does he have to pay back food that's tor? Ho'echo truma shaygeg, if somebody eats truma b'shaygeg, the halacha is like this. Eina mishalem mois. You do not pay back to the kohen money. Ela tfua, you have to pay him back tfua, food. Just like you ate. The yena mishalem truma, and when you pay him back, you don't have to pay him back truma. If you ate truma from a kohen, you don't give him back truma, you give him back chulin. Ela chulin misukonim. What you're supposed to do is give him back chulin that's edible, that's misukin. Now, vayidei tashlumin, this is the exeris akosif, that if you ate truma from a kohen, when you pay him back your chulin, automatically it becomes truma. Is vayidei tashlumin ein nasin truma. Shenemar the pasuk says v'nosan la kohen es hakodesh. It means ayidei nisinosoi nasu kodesh. Because you give it to the kohen, that makes it kodesh. That's the din Torah. Amo we see davar royal lochol olav shem truma binin. You have to give him something that's possible that should be chal for shem truma. For loy mois and not money. Truma can't be on money. Avloicho mezid mishalem mois. That's the locha. But if the mezid you go and eat truma, you're a Yisrael, it's like a ma'asek zela, and then the locha is you have to pay him back money. But the kids say, if you eat truma b'shoigeg, the locha is you have to pay him back tfua, same thing you ate, but chulin, not truma, you have to pay him back chulin. Because the exeris akostiv is, automatically it has the din of truma by the kohen. So now the locha is, if you eat truma tmeya, you're supposed to pay him back still chulin toirim. Now, shilam chulun tmeim, that's the question. Let's say you're paying back chulun tmeim, what's going to be the halacha? So, ma sumcha says, mishum Rabbi Meir, the name of Rabbi Meir, the shoygeg tashlum of tashlumin. If he paid it back the shoygeg, he did not realize that he paid him back chulun tmeim, he didn't realize it. So then the maestro is called the good tashlumin. What he paid is good. And Rashi says, we'll pot the beer, we'll pot it from these. Veinasin truma tmeya, kemoy shachal. And now it becomes by itself automatically truma tmeya. So he's paying back the same thing he ate. That's what he ate from the kohen. That's what he's paying him back now. But b'mezid, if he does this b'mezid, in other words, he ate truma tmeya. Now the divinity is supposed to pay him back chulin tohirim. And b'mezid, he gives him back chulin tmeyim. The locher is ain't tashlum of tashlumim. His tashlumim is no good. B'mezid, we say it's no good. And when the Mara soon asks, like, why not? Like, really, it should be good. Because true, you're paying him back chulin tmeim, so this chulin becomes automatically truma. But that's what you ate from him. You ate his truma tmeya. So why shouldn't this be a good tashlumim? The Gemara will soon ask this. But I call upon him, if you do it the mezid, you know what you're doing, the loch of the tashlumim is no good. The Chachom Marim Lechom say, echot zeh v'yechot zeh tashlumim tashlumim. Yes, what you pay them is his. It goes to the kohen. When you did it b'shegeg or mezid, the money now becomes mom and kohen, and if the kohen is mekadosh and issue with it, Rashi says the kedushin is chal. But the locha is v'chayzo mishalim chulun toirim. The Chum say still you have to pay him back. There's a kenas that you still have to pay him back chulun toirim. And the second time when you pay him this chulun, Rashi says it does not become truma because midi yiraisa you already yaitza with your first payment. Just the Rabbanin said it's not right to pay him back chulun tmeim, which becomes truma tmeim. Therefore, the din is, with the Rabbanin, you have to pay him a second time chulun toirim. Now, the Vina Bova, yes, the kash like on Rameya, the mezer amay ain't tashlum of tashlumin. Why does Rameya say if you paid back this coin that you ate his truma tmeim? If you pay him back chulun tmeim, like what's wrong with it? True, it automatically becomes truma, but you're giving him back the same thing you took from him. So Mar says, like, Tovul of bracha. Really, you should get a bracha. The yochum in a midi de lechati lebi made to mosai. Really, what you ate from the kohen was you ate his truma tmeya. Now, truma tmeya, kohen can never eat. Even when a kohen is tamei, he's not allowed to eat truma tmeya. So what you ate from the kohen, like, is something he couldn't use at all. And now, mishalom le, what you're paying him back, really what you're giving him from yours is chulin tmeyim. Which is midi dechazilev you made to Moslei. When the kohen himself is tamei, really he's allowed to eat this chulin tmeya. So really what you're paying back is only good for him. True, agav, once you give it to him, the din tar is it becomes truma, and it becomes truma tmeya. But I call upon him, Lord, what you're giving him is something better that you even took from him. So why shouldn't it be called a good tashlumin? So Gemara says, V'yomar Rav, Rav says, V'yamr lo kedi, and some say, Stam, without another person said it, that chasura nechzura, something is missing over here. V'ochi katoni, this is the way it should be learned. That ochal truma tameya, if you eat truma tameya, mishalem koldu. That whatever you pay back is type of good. Any type of a tashlumin you give, that's good. No matter what it is, it's called the good tashlumin. But that's if ye truma tameya. What about the ochal truma tahira? Let's say you wait from the kain, his truma tahira, then the loch is mishalim chulin tahirim. You have to pay him back. If you ate a b'shegeg, you have to pay him back truma tfua, but chulin, but it has to be tahirim. Now the question is, what about shilaim chulin tameyim? What's going to be if you pay them back now? Chulim, that's tamei. Because here you weigh truma tahira. So you're supposed to pay them back also tahirim, chulim tahirim. Instead, you pay them back chulim tamei. Ma, what's going to be the locha? Tomorrow, sumchis oinim mishum Rabbi Meir. Sumchis says the name of Rabbi Meir that b'shoigeg tashlumim tashlumim. B'shoigeg Rabban still said it's called a good tashlumim. So Rashi says to ochal truma b'shoigeg lefimi v'mishalim. Really, the loch is if you eat truma b'shoigeg, what you have to pay back is the same amount that you took. That's called lefi midah we paskin. For lo lefi damim, you don't have to pay back the value of the truma that you ate from a kohen. That's the loch. If the Yisrael eats truma from a kohen by mistake b'shoigeg, what is true is like a gazlin, but the new din tashlumim, you only have to pay back the same amount that you took, not the same value. The afagav lehach tumah. Even though what you're paying back now is not as good as what you took, because what you're paying back now is going to be truma tameya, and what you took from him was truma taira. So still midiraisa though is called the good tashlumin, because midiraisa when you eat truma b'shoigeg, you only have to pay back lefi midah, the same amount, not the same value, not the same chetza, the same amount. So since you're paying it back, the same amount is good. And who are din? The Rabbonin did not make a kenas. So here we see the Rabbonin did not make a kenas. Shoydi got to mezid. Ma'ashen kein. The mezid ain't tashrum tashrumim. But if you do this, the mezid, you pay bachul and temeya the mezid, you realize it, then mid Rabbonin the tashrum is no good. You see, Rabbi Meir himself holds that we do not make a kenas of shoydi got to mezid by the Rabbonin. Like really midi rice in both cases, like we said, since you ate the truma b'shegeg, whenever you pay back the same amount, it's called a good tashlumin. But midi rabbanon though is a knas for choizu mishalim chulim tahirim. Midi rabbanon, what he did a b'shegeg or b'mezid, we want you to pay him back again chulim tahirim. Now the yom ravacha brei the ravika hocha b'konsu shegeg got to mezid ikabanayu. You know what the machlokes here is? Whether we make the knas of shoygeg got to mezid or not. The Rabbi Meir saw our loikons to shoygeg got to mezid. Remeyos, we do not make this knas of shoygeg got to mezid. In other words, the mezid taka the rabbanon made the knas since you paid back truma chulin to meyim, but the shoygeg we don't do it. The chom mayru kons, the chom say do make a knas. So chur tzakash on Remeyos. Before we wanted to say, Rav Meir holds in the Rabbonins, we do make a knas, shoygeg got to mezid. It's only in the Raises we don't make a knas, shoygeg got to mezid. But in the Rabbonins you do. And here we see, even on this of the Rabbonin, Rav Meir holds, we do not make a knas of shoygeg got to mezid. So Mari answers, Hochi Ashtar, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom gavu l'shlumi kamechavin. Over here, the person thinks he's doing the right thing. Like he knows he ate shroom and he has to pay it back. See, he's going to do something good. Just by mistake, instead of paying back chulun tahirim, he paid back chulun tameyim. So since he's doing though something good, I'm not naked lichnis day. That's the slur over here. We don't make any kenosis. Like this claim before, the guy's cooking on Shabbos b'shoigeg, or the guy's doing yisurim b'yisur, he has no right to do it at all. So even though it's b'shoigeg, there a man makes a kenas. But over here, what the person is doing is, according to his mind, he's doing like a mitzvah. He's paying back the kohen the way he's supposed to. Just by mistake, instead of giving him chulin tahirim, he's giving him chulin tameyim. But since he only did a b'shegeg, here the rabbanon do not make a kenas Shaydi got to Mezid. Therefore, there's no kasha in Rameya. Could be like we said before, Ramey holds that in the Drabonim de Kisa, we do make a knas, Shaydi got to Mezid. Toshma, give me another proof. Loch is dam shenitzma. You have a korban. And the dam, after you made the shchita, you made the kabbalah sadam, the dam became tummy. Vizorku, and still the kohen took it and made his weakest sadam, did the avoiders with it? The loch is b'shoigeg hurtza. If the kohen did it b'shoigeg, the kohen's good. The korban is good. So Rashi says, the atzitz meratze, umut umut abasim mechilo. That's the loch of the tzitz, the kohen god, the wears, is meratzan tumma. That if the dam became tum and you still made this rikam, so the korban is good, and therefore you can eat the meat. B'mezid, let's say though the kohen knew that this dam became tumay, and still he went ahead and made this rikam, then the loch is lehurtza. No, it does not help. And the reason Rashi says in midrabonin, o kenasu, le'esa basa b'achila. Really it's only midrabonin the knas that we do not let the kohanim eat the basar. Avo bailim nischapru. But the Bailim had that kapor ready. They don't have to bring another korban. Because the locha is a tzitz is maratza. Even if a kohen does it the nezid, that's the locha. The tzitz of the kohen godless maratza makes it that b'dievid. If this dam that's tamei reaches the mizbeach, it's called the good zrikam, and the owner is yotzes din korban. But midrabanan though would make a kenas here to say that the kohen cannot eat the basa. Omalocha Meir says, Ochi Ashtu, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom gavru l'chafur... Hochi Ashtosom Gavro Lechafura Komechavin Anan Nekom Vinikdisai. Again, like over here, it's only Yisra the Rabbanon over here. So the question is, why don't we make a Shege, a Gzeir, a Knas, Shege got amazed? So again, the same teretz, that this Kayan, what is he doing? He's bringing the Korban. But Shege means he did not realize the Dam is Tamei. So what is the kohen doing? He thinks he's doing the real mitzvah. He thinks he's doing the real korban. So then we don't make any kenosis. Only when a person is doing an aveira, just he's doing a v'shoigeg, but he's not supposed to be doing it, then we make a kenas, shoigeg got amazed. But when a person is the milhi of doing a mitzvah, just v'shoigeg, he didn't realize it was really dam tameya, then we say we don't make a kenas, shoigeg got amazed. Toshma, ha-maiseh b'shabbos. If somebody takes off shumas ha-maiseh on Shabbos, that midrabonin you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to take off trumas and maisis on Shabbos. Let's say somebody did it. So loch riz b'shegig yerz. If he did it b'shegig, he didn't realize it, you're allowed to eat the food. But b'mezid lo yechel. So according to Kashan Rameya, why don't we make gzeira, shegig got to mezid. Like it's an issa the rabbonin here. On the rabbonin's Rameya makes it as a kenas. So when it says, hochi asht again, what's one to do with the other? Hosom gavulut kuni kamechavin. Anam lekev lipnesei. Again, this person, what is he doing? He knows there's tevil. He knows you're not allowed to eat tevil. And he wants to eat this food on Shabbos. So he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He thinks he's being mafish shrumo. He forgot that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But as far as he's concerned, what he's doing is a maisa mitzvah. So again, therefore we don't make any kenosis. Since what the person thinks he's doing is a maisa mitzvah, we don't make a kenas, shoyga got to mezid. Toshima, said aloha matzvo kelim b'shabbos. If you make a tefillah kelim, you have a new keli, or a keli was tummy, and you want to be tabled on Shabbos, so also the din is you're not allowed to be tabled kelim on Shabbos. So also, this is the rabbon is near a kemasak and kli. So it says here, b'shegeg yishtamish ben. If the guy was tabled b'shegeg, then he's allowed to. But the mezid lo yishtamish ben. So again, the question is, why don't we make a gizayi b'shegeg got to mezid? There it's again, it's achi yashto. Hosom gavu l'tu reymona kamechavin. Again, the person thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He knows he has a kli that's coming. He knows he can't use it until he puts it into the mikveh first. So he's going into the mikveh now to put it into the mikveh on Shabbos. But he forgot that he's not allowed to do it. But what he thinks he's doing is a mitzvah. So when he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, then we don't make any gzeres. Shaykh got amazing. Is that not like a mikveh say? That we don't say. The other one says, V'romi d'rabyuda d'rabyuda b'drabonim. Halesha kasha n'rabyuda n'rabyuda n'isu d'rabonim. Like so far we want to say, Rabyuda holds, on Isurah the Rabbonin, we do not make a Knas, Shege got to Mezid, only on Isurah the Raisa. Now, Eshe Kashino, even on Isurah the Rabbonin, we'll see you do make a Knas, Shege got to Mezid. The Tanya will learn like this. Noflu.